हाँ डिक्टेशन फॉर मिस्टर विलियम कॉक्स, WILLIAM COX. मिस्टर विलियम कॉक्स इज डेट ऑफ बर्थ इज 4/22/1977, डेट ऑफ एक्सीडेंट इज 9/25/2022, एंड डेट ऑफ सर्विस इज 5/25/2023. The patient presents himself for a follow-up evaluation. He was initially involved in an automobile accident on 9/25/2022. The accident was reported to be a T-bone accident on passenger side while he was a driver. This caused him a headaches along with symptoms of dizziness, vertigo, blurred vision. The pain symptoms started in the neck, mid-back, lower back with radiation to the right buttock, and also some pain in the left shoulder as well as right elbow. Right fingers were numb, second, third, and fourth. No issues with the locomotion. Patient has could walk pretty reasonably good. The progress has been as follows. The patient has continued on a physical therapy program all along, and he has had two injections for lumbar epidural, 5/3/2023 and 5/19/2023. And he reported that almost significant relief is there in the pain and doesn't feel any pain in the lower back. He also has an IME today. He is going to have an IME today, and we'll be waiting for IME reports after he's done. The pain level is 8 to 9, and he reports that his headaches and the left shoulder, the right elbow, right hand, mid back, lower back, and neck are all affected to the tune of 8 to 9. His ADLs are affected 8 to 9 as follows. General activity is 8. The work is affected 9. Walking ability and enjoyment of life are 7. Mood and sleep are affected 6. And patient reports only 10% improvement since the time of accident. In the system review, please look at the chart. Additional history, substance abuse, compliance history, please review the chart. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 168/135. Pulse was 69 and pulse ox was 98. And rest of the exam is the same from previous visit, which is 4/26/2023. The dictation number is 0426-042, along with diagnosis. Plan is to continue physical therapy 2 times per week for the neck, lower back, shoulder, hip, the knee, and the elbow pain with traction and massage. Patient will be going for IME exam. We have already requested the reports. He will continue working at 7 hours, 5 days for 7-pound lifting limit. His maps were reviewed, labs were reviewed, and he will has been advised with contrast lump MRI for the cervical spine because of finding of a tumor. We have discussed with him, but he doesn't want to do the MRI at this time due to the closed MRI issue. Medication wise, he has been provided with. With the ongoing medication, he actually doesn't want any medication at this time, I think. And he's using Onlux photobiomodulation that was ordered, but it was not approved by the insurance company. He can come for another injections treatment meantime. We did order a CT scan of the cervical spine as the alternate without contrast for him to identify the tumor in the bone that he has. He has been advised about the home therapy, infrared therapy, laser treatment, acupuncture, and chiropractic treatment role also. And that'll be the end of dictation. Thank you.